Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about the brand new WWE NXT 2.0 gimmick that has already been deleted.
Why Vince McMahon changed Raw's main event this week.
We have some backstage details on WWE's interest in Britt Baker.
And Karrion Kross asks his missus to fall and say I do.
Oh.
He's got engaged, you see. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I don't know why I bother.
It's the news.
Because I'm never going to come up with anything as good as that. Let's kick things off by talking about Joe Gacy. He debuted a new gimmick on this week's episode of NXT, and the terminology used, you could figure out what they were kind of going for, couldn't you? He was talking about safe spaces, he was talking about microaggressions, male privilege, he wants to resolve conflict through unity and everything else.
Yeah, that's what wrestlers should do.
Yep, he cut this promo, he had a match with Cameron Grimes, he lost, but he shook Cameron Grimes' hand, all this stuff went
tried
on.
Tried to hug him afterwards,
yeah,
weird.
Man of peace, all of that stuff. It might be dead already. It might be gone already. WWE have deleted a multitude of references to this character and to this segment. Social media wiped. Website wiped. There's still some photos up in the gallery and everything else because you kind of have to acknowledge that on the show, Cameron Grimes beat Joe Gacy.
Yeah.
That was the thing that happened.
No, Cameron Grimes just beat a guy in a shirt.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Who's this guy? We'll forget about him and Men in Black. Flashy, flashy thing.
I mean, they introduced about 20 people, so I already have.
Yeah, they do. It's a good thing about NXT at the moment. It's like, hey, here's 20 new guys. Moving away from the point a little bit there, but
yes.
This comes kind of following. And by the way, there's no indication that these two things are linked. However, the gimmick got a bunch of media coverage from outlets that wouldn't normally touch pro wrestling. So there was the Daily Mail here in the UK, that bastion of journalism, of course.
Right.
Fox News and the New York Post wrote an article on it. And that article was titled, WWE Pokes Fun at the Woke Left with New Wrestler. So, no word on what this means for the character going forward. I guess we'll find out in due course. But, you know, it was a clear attempt at, you know, capitalizing on certain terms that provoke a passionate response from all kinds of folk online. I'm being diplomatic about it here.
Yes.
And, you know, theoretically, right, touching on real life stuff, it's an interesting idea, right? And there's nothing to say that storytellers shouldn't do that. But wrestling has kind of proven itself untrustworthy.
Yeah.
It can't be trusted when it comes to stuff like this, can it? So maybe this is for the best.
Yes, exactly. Look, the Joe Gacy, the person, is really talented. I
super
hope
nice guy, really talented.
He hit a mint handspring lariat off the ropes in that match against Cameron Grimes. I hope he just gets a new character because he's clearly very talented inside the ropes. But like you say, this character was always going to be really problematic. Just very quickly, I know, you know, commiserations to Joe Gacy and good luck to him going forward. It's Tony D'Angelo, okay?
We've not heard
Don't
anything.
Don't tell me that character's sleeping with the fishes.
We've not heard anything on Tony D'Angelo and his Uncle Paulie as of yet. So, well, keep your eyes open for that one. But, maybe Joe will get repackaged. Maybe he'll keep doing the character. Who knows?
My money was on Tony D'Angelo getting changed first. First of all, because of what is this character?
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, but I speak with a New York accent.
But now I'm on the Atlantic. Does he think Chicago's on the Atlantic?
And I think his name's... We don't know a lot about it over here in England, but apparently his name's, like, associated with someone who's problematic and stuff. It's like, pick any other name that sounds vaguely Soprano-y.
His real name is Joe Ariola. Why not call him Joey Nips?
Did he mess?
Already got one of those.
Yeah,
already got one of those.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about Monday Night Raw. A brilliant main event, of course, this week, pitting Universal Champion Roman Reigns versus WWE Champion Big E versus former WWE Champion Bobby Lashley. It was great. It did very well in the ratings as a result of it. And the reason why it was changed, because, of course, initially it was advertised it was going to be the New Day versus the Bloodline. That started the show and led to all this, basically. The reason why it was all changed, according to Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, is because of what happened in the house shows leading up to this, where they sort of gave a bit of a trial run to this match, Lashley versus Reigns versus Big E. It got an amazing reception in the likes of Georgia, South Carolina. And Vince McMahon thought, well, guess we'll go for that instead. It clearly paid off dividends. Yeah. The change was made around midday on Monday, which is early by Raw standards.
Yeah.
But I think it makes a lot of sense. And I suppose, for once, Vince McMahon completely vindicated in his decision.
Yeah, I mean, it made for a better show, didn't
yes.
it? Like, because we knew the Trios match was advertised. They ended up doing that first. It was very good.
You still get that Survivor Series. There was no satisfactory conclusion. Actually, there was, It didn't go. I always think it went to a DQ because Bobby Lashley murdered everyone. But the ref went, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
He's murdered both parties, so it's okay.
That's the thing with these things, isn't it? Like, the booking might be a bit wonky, but if you're able to keep the booking at arm's length and enjoy the action,
yes.
Like, the match was good, and then you get to the main event, which was tremendous. And, like, Vince, it paid off as well. Raw did a really good number against the NFL competition.
Beat AEW.
Yeah, they reclaimed their two-week losing, that epic two-week losing streak in the 18 to 49 demographic. It was a good match.
It was a good match.
I liked the match is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Britt Baker. Let's talk about Britt Baker. WWE reported interest in Britt Baker. This story kind of started buzzing around yesterday. Adam Cole, who's Britt Baker's partner, of course, was on Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette.
Genuinely one of the best podcasts out there, just not number one in the UK. There you go.
We need to sort this light out. Why am I so shadowy? But, like, stuff.
It's
things,
spooky news. It's nearly spoopy Halloween time.
Spoop a loop a doop. Get muted. Adam Cole was on Oral Sessions talking about how previously NXT officials had been like, hey, if Brit's ever available, let us know. Yada, yada, yada. Fightful Select have followed up with a report on this, stating that around about the time WWE were operating under the assumption that Cole's contract expired in late 2021. They were maybe planning on making a move for Britt if she became available. Now, Britt has obviously re-signed with AEW. That was announced earlier this month. No formal discussions took place between WWE and Britt because that would be tampering, and you can't tamper. That is illegal. IRS would be on your doorstep. Mike Rotunda shout-outs. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to see why they'd be interested in Britt. She's a star. She's over. She's tremendous at what she does. But, you know, the baby family...
Nice.
Or in AEW now.
It would be well funny if Adam Cole joined and she went, right, that's me out. I'm sorry, I can't spend this amount of time on my other off all the time.
This guy, go away, man.
Like, it makes a lot of sense. I think if you gave WWE the opportunity to cherry pick anyone from the AEW roster, I'd say Britt Baker would be in the top five without question. She's incredibly talented. One of the real stars of that women's division. One of the reasons that women's division has arguably rehabilitated so well this year. And it makes sense that WWE would lean on the connection that they have through Adam Cole. But they're all in AEW. Now they all seem to be very happy, apart from the fact that Adam Cole hates Tony Schiavone and Britt Baker hates the fact that Adam Cole got a bit intimate in an Instagram post yesterday with the NXT Championship. Very weird. Speaking of relationships, I'm gonna allow that. Congratulations to Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux, who are now engaged. It was revealed yesterday on Scarlett's Twitter. I still don't really know what their relationship is in terms of WWE right now. Is she his former manager? Current manager, is she the person that's going to hopefully save him from whatever dross they've got booked for him on Monday Night Raw? But putting all that to one side, Karrion Kross, I've never seen him look so happy. Obviously, he's a very grumpy, gritty, mean
Tough guy.
On TV, but he looks ecstatic. Understandably, they both do. As I said, Scarlett shared the image with the caption, pop the champagne, hashtag I said yes. So congratulations to both of them. Just nice news for a Friday, this.
Yeah, a bit of nice warm news to cheer you up on a Friday morning. Good for them. I mean, I don't really have much more to add. It's just nice that people are happy.
Put them back together in WWE.
It's a bit weird that they're not on. Maybe they'll do a wedding, because weddings always do a nice number, you know? Throw it down on TV. Imagine how weird that would be, carrying Cross
in
a wedding.
Two weddings in a row that actually goes to plan.
Yeah, because the NXT one was really fun.
It was great.
Really fun. Do you reckon they could replicate that on Raw?
No, they'd ruin it.
Yeah, they would. It wouldn't be good.
Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today from Dom Cruz. I hope
that's
his, I hope that's his real
tremendous
name.
I love it.
Thank you for getting in touch, Dom. Dom says, is Big E losing the title as soon as Netflix are done promoting Escape the Undertaker? I'm so excited for this.
That would be so cynical, wouldn't it? Hey, we're going to promote your Choose Your Own Adventure with the Undertaker and then put you in the bin. I don't necessarily think he's going to have a long title reign, Big E. Just as a babyface, babyfaces don't always need to hold the title for a long, long time. So I don't think he'll lose it within the next couple of weeks, put it that way. I think he'll get a few defenses under his belt.
Is he even defending it at Extreme Rules?
Nothing's been
announced yet. Surely they'll hoard that on. Join us for the Extreme Rules live stream on Sunday, by the way.
You'd think they'd add something to that event, but I'd like to see him have a long one. I think he's very talented and someone who should have been pushed a long time ago.
Yes.
But I don't think they'll be that cynical. Fast forward to a week from now when he loses to Jackson Riker or some random Dana Brooke or something.
I forgot about him. I was having a lovely month forgetting about Jackson Riker.
He's not even been in the... Has he been in the 24/7 geek squads even?
No. Maybe. I don't care.
He's not very good.
Yeah, but I agree with you completely. I think it's very cynical. I don't think they just put the title on E for the sake of promoting that weird
He's
Netflix
not losing
thing.
It to Humberto Carrillo.
No, exactly. I think he should defend it. Like, you're right. I think he should have a match against Bobby Lashley at Extreme Rules, maybe even a rematch with some stips on it in Saudi Arabia or whatever you want to do there. I'd have him basically hold it until at least Survivor Series. And then, yeah, maybe he drops it, because I thought Adam Cleary's suggestion the other week where I asked him who the person to topple Roman Reigns is going to be, now Big E's WWE champion, and he said Big E. Because, yeah, he could lose the title towards the end of the year. He could lose the title at TLC, for example. And if it's not going to be The Rock, as people are whispering about, Big E win the Royal Rumble. Yeah, it'd be like a couple of years in a row where a popular person has won the Rumble and people have gone, yes, this is exactly what
I like
we want.
This. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see it happening though at the moment that Netflix releases that weird thing. Although I do think we should do a watch along.
I think we should as well.
So Mark Lee Willis, regular contributor, gives us our second question of the day. He says, if Cody does go full heel, do you think the whole Nightmare family turns heel with him? Or does he rejoin the Elites with the latter possibly saving face of the likes of Arn, Dusty, Shotty, Brock, etc.? Have a bloody good weekend, dude. You too, Mark.
I think he'll do it completely independently if he does do it, because you saw how hacked off Arn was at Grand Slam when the poor guy fell over in it. Poor Arn, man.
Yeah, he
poor
got knocked off the apron, but prior to that, he just fell off.
Yeah, just poor guy. But I think he'll do it independently, and I think he'll do his own thing. Him and Brandy, perhaps. Because, we've got the Elite's pretty big already, isn't it? Do we need another, bold, upper mid-card slash main event personality in there? I don't think we do. I think him doing his own thing would be a pretty cool way to go.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I don't think you want to turn the entire Nightmare family, because then you've got,
Lee Johnson and guys
family,
like
and then what's going on with the Nightmare Factory and QT Marshall and all that lot. I think you'd have Cody turn heel. The Dudleys were getting very excited about it on our AEW Dynamite review yesterday in terms of what we could be going back to, if people remember what that used to be like with Bullet Club and stuff like that. You know, AEW is fine, or whatever it may be. There is so much potential there. But yeah, I don't think you need to turn the whole thing. And just very excited to see where this all goes next from here. I still can't believe we're talking about Cody being a heel, considering how he was received in 2019. But that's the way things go, and he's going to nail it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He knows exactly.
He's a smart guy.
Jonathan Johnson gives us our final question today, saying, hello, gents. What do you think about Sasha Banks potentially returning at Extreme Rules to cost Bianca Belair the title against Becky Lynch?
I feel in my gut, and my gut is sizable, that Becky Lynch is going to put Bianca Belair over and then move to Raw. So,
the draft's, start next month?
Yeah, exactly. It's I've completely blanked on the dates, but it's the first week of October.
I think it's the SmackDown fallout from Extreme Rules, but the Raw the
one
week
after.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's two shows away on Raw. I feel like that's the way it's going to go, but I think your booking scenario here is also good.
Do you think Brock Lesnar shows up on Sunday?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be this moment. My predictions, we're going to be talking about it on Wrestle Culture today. And, of course, the usual pay-per-view preview of myself and Michael Hamlet, which will come out tomorrow. But my prediction is, that Roman Reigns defeats the Demon. Oh, my God, what an achievement this is. He's literally never lost in WWE, apart from Tony Khan. He beats him. He's standing tall, I'm the man. Acknowledge me. And then Brock Lesnar comes out and goes, see you in Saudi.
Bye. See you later.
See you later. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And just, it's... Did you know, Andy Murray, it's a really good time to be a wrestling fan. It is really this week. It's been great,
actually, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, Raw was surprisingly good this week. NXT's just banter.
Yeah.
And Dynamite had one of the best TV matches ever.
Ever?
Well, certainly my favourite match that I can think of off the top of my head that went to a draw.
I'm with you.
So there you go. It is a great time to be a wrestling fan. It's a great time to be a wrestler. I just wanted to give a nod to, what's his name? Oh yeah, Bryan Danielson. You might have heard of him. Who just tweeted, "When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Thank you to the incredible fans in New York last night. Thank you to AEW and its wrestlers for putting in the work to make last night possible. Hashtag gratitude." Just nice. And not saying that he didn't do this in WWE, but it's always nice to see someone enjoying what they do, especially considering the roller coaster, let's say, of a career that Bryan Danielson has had.
It's good to have back as well. It's good to have the American Dragon back. I thought Daniel Bryan had an awesome WWE run. Loved his WWE run. But this is a different guy, and it's going to be just as much fun exploring what he does in AEW as it was in WWE.
And just to echo that sentiment, really, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. This is a job. Ridiculous,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
What did you do today, love? I went in and talked in an accent for 2 hours. And I called it a goddamn day. A bunch of schmucks paid me. Like, that's it. Thank you so much for you guys for supporting us, because we get to do this. And I just, seeing messages like that reminds me to be thankful that I'm not out delivering leaflets like I used to.
Yeah. I mean, if I never go another day working a dull financial job like in the past that I didn't enjoy, other people might enjoy.
Yeah. Each their own. Yeah. Thank you very much to you guys for all your support. As always, just thought I'd do a nice one there for that. And make sure you join us for our live stream on Sunday night. Myself and Phil Chambers will be watching Extreme Rules along with you. It won't be quite as fun as last year where someone lost an eye, but it will still be fun nonetheless. Was last year the crocodiles in the swamp fight?
Right? Ooh, was that the same show as
the
eyeball?
Horror show? I feel like
it was. Yeah, it was all brilliant. One big universe of bollocks. It was class.
Got one hell of a show to live up to. Let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed today in the comments section below, though. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Loads of great stuff coming your way. Got the SmackDown preview, the Rampage Grand Slam preview, and Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming later on today as well. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for hangover for no specific reason.
We're fine. I'd like that to be known.
Totally fine.
We are absolutely fine. Other people in the What Culture office, not so much. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilmore. Follow us at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.